So, since you have joined the PGDBL DLP course, means financial post-graduation course of MBA, distance learning program, in that we are providing you a subject called financial accounting, which is there as a first subject, finance accounts first subject, and it is your first year, first term. So I'm going to cover the portion of financial accounting which is there in your first term portion in the first year as a beginning of the course. So your course beginning year starts with financial accounting. So I am Professor Suresh Pujari, who is going to deal with you regarding financial accounting, cost accounting. And if you are specializing in finance, so I'll be meeting you again in that course. So today we are going to start talk about your financial accounting subject of the first year course or the beginning of the course, and that subject is financial accounting. Now, when I'm talking about finance or accounts, accounts is broadly classified into three categories. The finance is broadly classified, the accounting part, not finance, but the accounting part is broadly classified into three subjects. First is financial accounting, second one is cost accounting, and third one is financial management. You are going to deal with all these three subjects in the course in this first year, but right now we are here, I'm here with you for the subject called financial accounting. Now, financial accounting is nothing but it is a process of analyzing the business transaction. I repeat, financial accounting is a process of analyzing the business transaction, recording the business transaction in an appropriate books of accounts, and then getting the results out of that. When I use the word results, I'm talking about business organization's profit. So getting the results out of that and communicating that result to the people who are linked with the company. So what is financial accounting deals with? Financial accounting deals with, it is a process of analyzing the business transactions. Means when you are doing transaction of your business, you have to analyze that. Record that particular, after analyzation, record that particular transaction in the books of accounts. And after that, getting the results out of that. Once you get the results means business profit, that business profit has to be communicated to the people who are linked with the company. Now, when I use the word link with the company, the people who are linked with the company, they are your customers, your suppliers, government bodies, SEBI, shareholders, prospective investors, and so on. So what is financial accounting? In a layman's language, if I say, since there will be many people who will be going through this video who are not from the commerce background, for them, in a layman's language, financial accounting is nothing but recording of business transaction. Financial accounting is nothing but recording of business transaction. Is that clear? So, what is financial accounting? If someone asks you, it is nothing but process of recording business transaction. Just in a layman's language for those who are non-commerce people. Yeah, I'm here for all those people who are from the commerce field, especially for those who are non-commerce. So please listen to me very carefully so that you'll be enjoying this chapter till the end of this chapter, as well as in the end of this subject. So you should enjoy this subject and then go through this subject, then only you'll be able to crack this subject and get the base of this subject, because this is very, very necessary in the day-to-day business activity. So if you know something about financial accounting, then you'll enjoy this particular field in a very effective way. So I'm here to make this subject very, very simple for you in a layman's language. Okay, so since the definition is clear to you, I will repeat the definition for you, for those who are non-commerce background people. Financial accounting is nothing but it is a process of analyzing the business transaction, recording the business transaction in an appropriate books, getting the results out of that throughout the year, right? And then communicating that particular results to the people who are linked with the company. So I think now you got a feel of what is financial accounting all about. It is just a process of recording business transaction, nothing else. Okay, the different definitions may be given by different authors, so you can go through that definition. According to American Institute of Certified Public Accountant, financial accounting is an art of recording, classifying and summarizing in a significant manner and in terms of money, transaction and events which are a part at least of financial character and interpreting the result thereof. Means the same, they have used some sophisticated or technical language to explain the definition of financial accounting, but we are here to know the subject, not going to the technical definition of that. Okay, so now what is the objective? What do you feel that why we have to do financial accounting? So for that, what is the objective? The objective of financial accounting is to maintain records of all accounting transaction in an appropriate book, because if you maintain these records, they will be in use in future for future decision making purpose, for some calculation purpose, for calculation of tax, for calculation of profit, for declaring dividend to the shareholders, for making the payment, whether we are running short of money or excess of money, whatever you want to know, for that you need to have records. So for that purpose, financial accounting is used. Second, to calculate the results of the business operation conducted during the specific period. If you are maintaining the records at the end of the year, you will be in a position to record, to find out, to get the results of the business, whether the company has earned a profit or loss. To ascertain the financial position of the business on a particular day, with the help of financial record, we can find out the company's, the organization's financial position at the end of the year, means on a particular day, that may be the year ending, that is 31st March or 31st December, whatever the year ending is taken by the company. So on 31st March, what is your position, what is your assets position and what is your liabilities position? Liabilities means loans, right? So what is the assets position of the company, what is the liabilities position of the company, that all financial position on the basis of financial record can be prepared, which can be communicated to the people afterwards. Now, why there is need for financial accounting? Basically, objective is the need for financial accounting. Financial accounting is needed for understanding the profitability of business. Yes, I want to know whether I am growing or in upward direction or downward direction. That can be measured with the help of financial recording records. Second, financial accounting records reveal the financial position of the business. With the help of financial record, at the end, we can compare the growth from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, right? Third, it helps to understand the overall efficiency of the business. Financial accounting will show that whether the company is efficiently working or not, because with the help of results, we can make out by comparing this result with the past result that whether the company is going in an upward direction or a downward direction, right? Yeah. Now, it provides appropriate numerical information. Now, financial accounting provides you appropriate numerical information to the creditors of the business. The creditors means the person who supplies goods, raw materials to us. Now, they need to know the numericals, appropriate numericals. Why they need to know the appropriate numericals? In order to take the decision whether they should continue with this company or not, whether the company is in a position to make their payment regularly or not, that position of the company can be calculated on the basis of financial accounting records. Now, it requires to be submitted to various government departments. This financial accounting statement is required to submit to the various government department, in sales department, in purchase department, in excise department, in custom department and in income tax department, in order to calculate the tax on the various operation at a various level. So that can be effectively done with the help of financial records. If you don't have records, we may not be in a position to calculate the tax. Purchase tax, sales tax, excise duty, custom duty, import duty or any other duty. For that purpose, you need to know what is the transaction amount throughout the year. Okay, it helps the management of the business for taking appropriate decision at the right time. Now, with the help of financial record, we can make out the cash balance, the asset balance and the liabilities balance, whether there is deficit, whether how much company need in future the cash for, on the basis of that, they can raise the fund by various means of instrument financial instrument through which they can raise the funds. So all that decision making can be done with the financial accounting record. Now, who are the users of financial accounting information? Now, who use this information? This financial accounting, as I told you in a layman's language, financial accounting is nothing but it is a records of business transaction which is done by the company throughout the year. Right? So, these records are maintained by the company for, and it is helpful for many people, as I told you, that we have to communicate the result with communicate the result to the people who are linked with the company. So who are they who want the financial accounting records for their decision making? First, the management. Now why? Now you tell me why the management requires financial accounting statements. Yes? Yes, there is a pause. Yeah, I'm asking you, him and who is looking at me right now. I'm asking you, why management requires financial statement? Yeah, I got something murmuring in your mind which is coming to me. Yes, management require this financial accounting statement in order to take decision whether, in order to measure the growth, whether the company is growing in upward direction or downward direction, whether the company is in a position to go for a new project or not, whether they are technically sound or not, so as to go for merger and acquisition, for new projects, for for the upliftment of the, for the growth strategy, the company decision. Whether the company will be in a position to go for a new project, new type of joint ventures, whether they are capable of doing that thing financially, technically, that information will be provided to the management with the help of financial accounting. So this is one of the uses of financial accounting for the management. Second, shareholders. Now I will ask you this question again, my friend who is looking this video right now. Yes, interact with me right now. I know you can't interact, but at least you can speak to me. That will convey to me. Yes. Why shareholders require this financial accounting statement? Yes. What you say? Okay. Yeah, you told ki shareholders require this financial accounting statement to know whether the company is giving good returns to them or not as compared to the other company. If the shareholders finds with the financial information, if they find that the returns which they are getting at the end of the year is less than the other company, they may take decision of shifting their funds from this company, this particular company, to the next company. So that decision can be taken by the shareholders with the help of financial records of a particular company. Now, from where you get this financial records? You know, at the end of the year, you might getting annual report of different companies of those who have purchased the shares. What is that annual report? It is nothing but the financial records of the business. On that basis, you take decision. So it is not for selling it in a ruddy paper. It is just to you. It is given to you in order to revise that, to analyze that, whether the company is growing, because they will not give you information of the financial transaction only for a particular year, but they may give for at least 3 years so that you can compare and take the decision on that basis and compare your return with the market return. If it is less, you may shift your company's fund from this company to another company. So for that purpose, you need requires, because you will not shift your fund. If you are a real investor, a real shareholder, you will not shift that my Panditji had told me to shift the fund. My Guruji had told me that this company will not give you more returns. No, I will not take my decision on the basis of Panditji's warning, or I will not take decision on the basis of people or my friends who are telling me to shift the company. No. I will take decision since I am aware of the all technicalities of the company and I am able to read the financial records easily. On that basis, I may take decision, because that is that decision may be technically right instead of listening to others people to shift the fund. No, I will not take decision on the basis of others' words or my Guruji's word, but I will take decision only on the basis of financial record. So that is the reason shareholders take the help of needs the financial records. Now, prospective investors. Now, who are the prospective investors? Now, see, shareholders are also called investors, and prospective investor is another heading which is given in this slide. Now, I want to make this point clear that both are different. Now, can you tell me who are the, how they are differ? Both are investors. So why I am saying, I am using that word, that both are differ. they have some slight differences. Yeah, can you tell me yes? Yes, you. Yeah, yes, you are watching me, right? So tell me, what is the difference? Yes? Yeah, you are right. Prospective investors are those investors who are going to invest in the company. Whereas shareholders are those who have already invested in my company. You understood? Both are investors. Both are investors. But shareholders are already people who have already invested, and prospective investors are planning to invest in your company. So both are investors in from my point of view, but they are prospective, means they are going to come and become the member of our family. They may or they may not. Understood? So why prospective investors need financial accounting statements? Simple, to know how the company is growing from last 3 years and whether the company is having a very bright prospectives for the future coming year or not. That can be measured with the help of financial accounting records. So for that purpose, on that basis, they will analyze the company's position and take the decision whether to invest or not. For that purpose, they required financial accounting statements. Next, the lenders. Lenders means the financier of the company. The person who wants to, the person from whom the company borrow money. Again, if they want, if suppose my company came to you and they ask for 100 crores or 200 crores loan amount, will you directly give it to me? Yes, what is your answer? You said no. Yes, why? You said no, why? Yeah? Very good, I got the answer. I don't know how this telegraphic effect is going on, but I am getting the answer from you. That's great. Money lenders will give the loan on the basis of your financial position. And how to know the financial position? With the help of financial records. With the help of some techniques and with, by taking information from the financial records of the previous year and the last 3 years, the money lenders calculate some ratio that is called debt service coverage ratio. With the help of that ratio, it comes to know whether we have to give loan to this particular company or not. So on that basis, the money lenders, the financiers give loan to the company. So for that purpose, what they require? Financial accounting statement. Next is the suppliers. Supplier means the creditors. The person who is supplying raw material to your company. They are called suppliers or creditors to whom I have to pay money. Now why this supplier want your financial accounting statement? In order to know whether the company is in a position to keep on paying his supplies in a regular interval of time or not. Whether their liquidity position is good or bad. See, Vijay Mallya may be a very rich person. He may be the owner of 500 crores dollars asset net worth. But if someone goes there and tell him, give me 2 crores, 200 crores advance, he can't take out and pay you 200 crores because right now he's not having the liquidity position. It may take time. So in order to know the liquidity position, which is used to make the payment regular at a regular interval of time within a short period of time, that position is also can be calculated, can be analyzed with the help of financial accounting. So for that is done by the creditors because they are to be paid within a short period of time. Right? So for that purpose, creditors required financial accounting information. Now the customers. Now I want to ask one question right this at this moment of time, that when I say the customer also want financial accounting statement. Now so you and me are customer. We go to DMart. Or we go to Big Bazaar, or we go to Pantaloon. Do you purchase the goods? Before purchasing the goods, you ask them, give your financial statement. Yes, I want the answer. Yes, come on, give me the answer. Since I am getting the answer without I'm having a direct contact with you, but I am getting the answer. This telepathy is coming from heart to heart. Yes, I got the answer. It is coming. Dhire dhire. Yes, I am asking you a question. If you go to Pantaloon or if you go to DMart or if you go to Big Bazaar, will you going to ask that DMart person or the Pantaloon person, sir, give me your financial statement and after seeing your financial statement, I will buy the product? No. Then why I use the word that customer also require the financial statement? What they want from that? You and me are not going to ask the DMart people or the Pantaloon people or Big Bazaar people or any shopping, Star Mall or any mall, and buying, before buying, we ask the financial accounting statement. I never done that. Did you? No. Then why? I will tell you which customer I am talking about. Suppose, take an example of Coca-Cola company. Now, Coca-Cola company is day by day, it is increasing its productivity. At the same time, if their production is increasing, they need required bottles to store that, to pack that and sell it in the market. Now, bottle is supplied by Mr. Batliwala. Bottle is supplied by Mr. Batliwala. Since Coca-Cola production is increasing day by day, they are a multinational company, they are a very big company. But at the same time, Mr. Batliwala is a small scale industry, or it is an industry who cannot grow as in a faster proportion as the Coca-Cola company is growing. So in order to cope up with the production, in order to know whether Mr. Batliwala, in order to know whether Mr. Batliwala is in a position to fulfill our demand or not, the Coca-Cola company is a buyer. Right, they are the customer of Batliwala. So they, the Coca-Cola company, will ask the financial records from the Batliwala. From that records, they can measure the operational level or to what level the operation can be increased by Mr. Batliwala in future, so that it, whether it is in a position to cope up with my production level or not, that decision has to be taken before increasing the production. Because if I do that without increasing, without knowing the financial position of that opposition person who is going to supply me, I won't be taking decision of increasing the production. So for that decision making, so I am talking about the manufacturer and the supplier relationship. Understood? So they are customer to each other. I am not talking about the final customer. That is the reason you and me will not ask financial statement, but the manufacturer and the supplier may ask the financial statement for taking decisions. Got the point? Next person who is going to use is employee. Now, employee, why employee needs the financial accounting statement of the company? In order to know whether their job position is secured or not, whether company is doing good or bad. On that basis, their position of job is secured or not can be make out. Whether they are going to get effective bonus or not, whether they are going to get appraisals or not, or whether they are going to kicked out of in the name of recession. All that information can be taken on the basis of financial accounting. Because of that, employees require financial accounting information. Next one, government. Now, government is very much clear. Why government need your financial accounting statement? In order to levy tax on you. Whether it is direct tax or indirect tax. Direct tax means income tax. Indirect tax means sales tax, excise duty, purchase tax, custom duty, import duty, export duty. All that duties calculation is done on the basis of financial record regarding your operations. So for that purpose, what is required? Financial accounting statement. Yeah. Now, next is researchers, the research and development department. Now, why research and development department requires a financial statement? See, research and development people are those people who are going to do research and development for your R&D, for your company, in order to make a new product line. Because if you are producing one product, and if you keep on producing one product from Dadaji to Papa to Beta, it will not work out effectively to grow your company. In order to grow your company, you have to start with one product and you should keep on increasing the different product line, like L&T. They started with one product, but today they are having different product line in their portfolio, in the company's portfolio. Yes, they are into engineering tools manufacturing, they are into electric pump manufacturing, they are into electrical wire manufacturing, they are into adapters. Many product lines are there. You can't even count. One day will not be enough for you to count the number of product they are producing. So in that case, since the research and development people are doing the research and development work, right? They are doing the research and development, and with the help of financial record, they can make out that company is in this position. They have this much technology. They have this much manpower. They have this much resources. With the help of which, this new product can be taken into consideration for the growth of the company, right? So that is why researchers use financial accounting in order to know company's position technologically, manpower wise, as well as resources wise, right? Credit rating agencies. I'm not talking about the company right now. I will talk about you and me, a common person. If I go to a bank institute, they they ask me for a housing loan or for a car loan, they ask me to give the returns and 6 month bank statement, and then that returns is provided to your credit rating company, the CIBIL. You heard about CIBIL, right? So there are many credit rating agencies, but one of them which is commonly known to you as well as to me is CIBIL. Now CIBIL, what does CIBIL do? If you have any defaulters in your credit card payments, or if there is in future, in the past period, there may be bounce check of yours in any loan, personal loan, small loan, long term loan, short term loan, that information goes to CIBIL and they make a report of your financial position. If that report, if the report is made negatively, you will not be in a position to get the loan from that particular agency who have approached to credit rating agencies. So for credit rating agency, why financial accounting information is required? In order to measure their particular financial position, whether this company the company has not done any type of delay in payments to any financial institute, their position is good, their credit rating is good. If the positive report comes, every financial institute are ready to give loan to you. So credit rating agency required this financial accounting statement in order to rate your company's financial position. Then SEBI. Why SEBI requires this financial statement? In order to calculate the market price of the shares of your company. Because on the basis of your financial accounting, on the basis of your goodwill, the SEBI prepare, means calculate the market rate of the company. Right? So that is what financial accounting importance is. So all these people use this financial accounting. So now, as we know that we have already learned that who are the people who use this financial accounting statement. Now we are going to learn how this financial accounting recording is done. Recording of transaction is done. How you analyze? Now for recording of business transaction, we have to follow certain principles, certain rules, certain concepts. On the basis of that concepts, the transaction entries are recorded in your books of accounts. So what are that rules, what are that principle, what are that concepts which made it mandatory, compulsory that we have to follow in such a way? So now after this part, we are going to learn that how much means what kind of rules are there which you have to follow when you are going for recording of business transaction. So since accounting principle over a period of time from the experiences and the general understanding of the accounting transaction, accounting principles are broadly known as generally accepted accounting principle, which is the short form of this statement is GAAP. All the accounting principle, all rules and regulations are made incorporated in generally accepted accounting principles, that is GAAP. Broadly, the accounting principles are the combination of accounting conventions and concepts, means various rules and regulations. So when you are analyzing the business transaction, when you are recording the business transaction, we are bound to follow rules and regulations which are universally applicable. That is the reason financial accounting is known as statutory account. I repeat, that is the reason financial accounting is known as statutory account. Why it is called statutory account? Because we are governed with certain rules and regulation which is known as concept and convention.